Unit 20. Email and Internet Cafes. Like the rest of the world, China has caught the Internet fever. Until a few years ago, dot-com businesses were thriving. Although the fever has subsided as many dot-coms have fallen by the wayside, Internet cafes are becoming permanent fixtures of the urban landscape. Public libraries and large bookstores are also good places to get online. The charges average about 5 yuan, about 60 cents, an hour. Meanwhile, computer ownership is increasing by leaps and bounds. Each year, tens of millions of Chinese add computers to the increasingly long list of electronic equipment they own. Cable companies in major cities already offer broadband services. There is a regional and socioeconomic imbalance in Internet access, reflecting the larger overall disparity in development between the more progressive coastal provinces in the east and the more traditional inland provinces in the west. Because of its capital-intensive nature, the new technology also attracts the young and the affluent of Chinese society. In a country where the government controls the media, the Internet provides an alternative venue for the young and the opinionated to sound off. Internet chat rooms have become an important barometer of the mood of an increasingly influential sector of Chinese society. The government, however, is vigilant in suppressing what it considers subversive views and must walk a tightrope between nurturing the nascent technology and maintaining political stability. Shanghai. The largest city in China, Shanghai is a thriving metropolis. Situated at the mouth of the Yangtze River in the middle of China's east coast, Shanghai's location gives the city an unbeatable competitive advantage. On one hand, it reaches along China's longest river into the vast hinterland to the west. On the other hand, it is nearly equidistant from all the major cities in Northeast Asia, Beijing, Tokyo, Osaka, Seoul, Hong Kong, and, when direct flight becomes possible, Taipei, are all about 2 hours away by air. Until the mid-19th century, Shanghai was a sleepy county seat. Once open to the west, Shanghai was transformed into a world-class metropolis within decades. By the 1920s, it had become China's economic, financial, and cultural center. At the same time, it had also acquired a reputation for being one of the most iniquitous places on earth. After 1949, the Chinese government closed down brothels and opium dens. It turned Shanghai into an industrial city, thus stripping it of its dominance in trade, finance, and culture. With the new policy of reform and reopening up to the West, Shanghai began to experience a renaissance in the 1990s. Today, Shanghai is sizzling once again, attracting the brightest and the most adventurous from China and from other parts of the world.